Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Omira, O-M-I-R-A, Bernard, B-E-R-N-A-R-D. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Bernard as described in the reports listed above. It appeared the most recent of these was on 1-8-22. It appeared she is now a 52-year-old woman who, again, recalls she was injured at work in 2012, period. She tried to lock a broken lock on a stretcher and hyperextended her left knee. Appreciate further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a tear of the medial portion of the knee repaired arthroscopically. Appreciate continues to see Dr. Levitsky to undergo gel injections. Appreciate the rest of that section is normal. New paragraph. As per the records provided, Ms. Bernard received an order on 11-19-20. Relative to injections. Appeared in the paragraph. She was evaluated by Dr. Pressman on 10-7-13. And underline this, we may have seen this before. He offered estimates of permanent disability and causation. Pretty gave 57.5% of the left leg based upon the contributions from her left knee. Period. The paragraph on 3-14-22. She was seen orthopedically by Dr. Levitsky for a one-time evaluation. Period. He noted monovisc injection was approved. Period. She had undergone left knee arthroscopy by Dr. Levitsky in April 2013. Left shoulder arthroscopic HAGL reconstruction by Dr. Dwyer on 1-3-20. And left shoulder arthroscopic lysis of adhesions with panscapular release by Dr. Dwyer on 6-2-20. Period. Dr. Levitsky found her left knee had no soft tissue swelling. She had medial joint line tenderness with minor crepitation. Paired range of motion was 0 to 110 degrees. Paired all ligaments appeared stable. Paired she had no quadriceps atrophy and strength was 5/5. Paired he then administered a monovisc injection for osteoarthritis of the left knee and acute pain in the left knee. Paired she reported 40% relief at her visit of 4-4-22. Paired, she continued to see Dr. Levitsky on 10-5-22, having last been seen in April. Paired, she was working full duty, but her knee pain was getting worse. Paired, he opined she does have significant medial compartment degenerative osteoarthritis, which does respond to viscosupplementation. Pritchie was going to return to the office for such injections based upon their approval. Pritchie allowed her to continue to work full duty. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower when supine. She had an extension leg of the left knee by 20 degrees. Pritchie, this was not present when prone or when ambulating. Paired motion of the right knee, both hips and ankles was full in all planes with that crepitus or tenderness. Paired knee maneuver, she had an equivocally positive. McMurray's maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. The rest of that is normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. She ambulated with antalgic gait on the left, but no assistive devices for ambulation. Paired she was able to walk on her toes, but not on her heels. Paired she changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 70 degrees and rise. Paired impressions on N1712, a minor Bernard injured her left knee at work as marked in one of my earlier reports. New paragraph, since last seen here, she underwent injections from Dr. Levitsky with improvement. Period. She was able to continue working in a full duty capacity also. Period. Current exam found there to be decreased left knee extension in an unreproducible basis. This also belies the full range of motion noted by Dr. Levitsky. Period. She had an antalgic gait on the left also. Period. And now I'll insert what I've marked on the appropriate report for the 2012 injury